you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Christy Lemire and Wade Major. Up first, The Survivor, starring Ben Foster, directed by Barry Levinson. Christy.
This is excellent. It's based on the true story of Harry Haft, who was a concentration camp survivor who made it out because he fought other Jews, and he lived and they did not, and he's racked with guilt because of it. Beautifully made and so powerfully acted. Ben Foster's fantastic in it. Vicky Creepsday, DeVito, just feels like an old-fashioned, solid historical drama.
Wade.
Yeah, I agree. It should have been released into theaters. This is a theatrical film. Barry Levinson still has it. Anyone who's been writing him off is very, very wrong. Ben Foster lost 60 pounds to be able to play the concentration camp scenes. That is not CGI. That is a man committed to his craft. And it's really beautifully made.
The Survivor is rated R. It's on HBO and HBO Max, written by Justine Jewell Gilmer. The Will to See is a French documentary directed by Bernard-Henri Lévy, who is a French public intellectual and filmmaker with this documentary. Wade.
Yeah, Lévy for 50 years has been doing these kinds of films. He's been going to the most devastated parts of the world, war, revolution, poverty, and he's been bringing back their stories and documenting them and lending his own philosophical lens to it. And it's powerful stuff. These are the places that have been forgotten in Nigeria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Ukraine, Libya, and they try to kill him and almost do at one point in the film.
The film is The Will to See. It's unrated at the Landmark in Westwood and Lemley's Town Center 5 in Encino. Also, the film Hatching, a Finnish horror movie that stars Siri Solalina. The film's directed by Hannah Bergholm in a directorial debut. Christy.
Beautiful and terrifying, and definitely captures what it feels like to be a 12-year-old girl and feel like you truly have a monster inside of you. It's about a little girl who finds an egg in the woods and it hatches and becomes this creature, and they create this bizarre and powerful and increasingly violent bond. But it's really sweet and really observant about what adolescence feels like. I really liked it.
Hatching is written by Ilya Rautsi. The film's unrated. It's in select theaters and available in a couple of weeks on demand. And finally, very quickly, we've got the Liam Neeson, Guy Pearce starring action thriller Memory. Christy?
Your second Liam Neesoning of the year. Now he's an assassin on his last assignment, but he's suffering from dementia. It's kind of reprehensible, and the action's really shoddy. Neeson needs to say no to these things.
Directed by Martin Campbell, Memories rated R in wide release. For our critics Wade and Christy, I'm Larry Mantle. Have a wonderful weekend from all of us at Film Week.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.